We're going to be reading an informational article called Oral History. Follow along in your book as I read the story out loud. Remember to turn the page when you hear. Ready? Oral History by T. Marie Crist. The first people to keep records and write down the history and stories of their ancestors were probably the ancient Egyptians and the Chinese. But what about before that? Before people even knew how to write? How did people keep family information? Members of a clan or tribe gathered around campfires and recited poetry and sang songs. Many of these songs and poems told about family history. Important names, brave deeds, and memorable events were passed on to younger members of the group who remembered and memorized them for safekeeping. This is called oral history because it is history that is passed on by word of mouth instead of being written down. It was the only way of keeping family records before there was writing. However, oral history thrives even today. The stories we hear from parents and grandparents as they remember the past are good examples of oral history in action. In certain areas of the world, Africa and some Pacific islands, for instance, oral history survives in a much more formal way. Many tribes or groups in West Africa have a griot, or village member, who can recite the history of all the families in the village. If he should die, another has been trained to take his place so that history is not lost. One report tells of a New Zealand tribal chief who had to recite the story of his people, 34 generations worth, in order to prove his right to land he had inherited. Some say his retelling took 3 days. Another account tells of the longest oral history ever recited, covering 70 generations. This retelling was by an old man on an Indonesian island. Island people are the most likely to have spoken records that go back such a long way. On an island, families were not as likely to move very far away, making it easier to keep track of family history. However, if history, including family stories, is not remembered and retold, it will die out. In 1966, a group of high school students in Raven Gap, Georgia, began a project that has become a well-known and much-copied example of recording oral history. These students collected stories, songs, and mountain folklore from neighbors, family members, and other people who lived in their part of the Appalachian Mountains. They recorded traditional crafts and skills, such as banjo making and bear hunting. These spoken memories were published as a magazine called Foxfire. As the project continued every year, the magazine grew and became a series of Foxfire books. With these books, the students saved the rich history of an important piece of American life that might otherwise have been lost. You can save your family's history, too. It's important to record what older members of the family remember so that your family's story won't be lost and forgotten. Here's how to begin. 1. First, make a list of 3 or 4 of the oldest living members of your family. Great-grandparents or great-aunts and uncles would be wonderful. These might be people you've never met or don't know very well. Your parents can probably help. 2. Next, make a phone call or write a short note asking if they would be willing to talk with you about what they remember about their ancestors. If they live far away, you might ask them to write down any memories or information they think would be useful and send it to you by mail. 3. Find out from them if they know any other family members who might be helpful to you. 4. Make a list of questions that you want to have answered. This is a good way to spark their memories, but also let them just talk and tell stories about the past. They will enjoy it, and you will get some interesting information. 5. Record what these family members say. A tape recorder is usually the best way to do this, but you can also take notes. Get as many details as you can, such as first and middle names, parents' names, place names, and exact dates. This will help if you search for written records later. You will still have a lot of work to do if you decide to continue your search, but this use of oral history will get you started on the road to piecing together the story of your family. And that's the end of the informational article.